Will Pascal Donoghue's budget help protect the country from going bust again? Will it help protect the country from the worst excesses of Brexit? Questions for the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. That's the body set up at the insistence of the Troika, remember them, to try and make sure the same mistakes which led to the last crash aren't repeated. Their chair is UCC economist Seamus Coffey, and we can speak to him now. Seamus Coffey, good morning again.
Good morning.
Your initial thoughts on the budget?
I suppose in overall terms, the government have set out a plan that has to incorporate many different scenarios, that being the economy to perform very strongly in the event that a negotiated deal is arranged for the UK to leave the European Union, and I suppose dealing with the possible consequences of a hard or a crash out Brexit that could also happen. So the budget is more complicated than usual, perhaps more difficult to analyse, but I think if we look at the general thrust of the budget, the government have set out sort of a reasonable plan in terms of dealing with these two divergent possibilities. Now, one issue that the Fiscal Council has focused on over the last number of years have been overruns in various departments. And this is something that is going to happen again in 2019, just in advance of the budget. The Minister for Finance announced various supplementary estimates, additional spending across a range of departments, most notably the Department of Health, which has happened repeatedly over the last number of years. And this has led to spending increases beyond the plans that the government to set out and spending increases which are growing at unsustainable rates. Now, in a significant and positive change for 2020, the government have incorporated the overruns for 2019 in their estimate of the budget package for 2020. So previously they had the overruns, did a full budgetary package, and we ended up with those large increases in spending. For 2020, in a path as recommended by the Fiscal Council, the government are including those overruns in their estimate of the budget package, and this is a positive and significant step.
But there's no guarantee, as Simon Harris couldn't promise last week, of them not having another supplementary budget for health at some stage next year.
Oh yeah, setting out plans that have a good change is all well and good. Those plans must be delivered on, and we've seen overruns in health now going back over many, many years, and pretty significant overruns. The resources used in the supplementary estimates can sometimes be equivalent to what the Minister has available for his Budget Day speech. So this is some pattern that has to be stopped. You don't expect a budget the size of the government's with spending next year to total around $90 billion to have every line item perfectly correct. But you should have some degree of balance. Some items could be overruns, some items could be underruns, and overall you should be expecting to be close to the issue, to the target. And when it comes to health, it's just repeated overruns, and these have become quite significant.
Pascal Donoghue was very keen to point out last week that in terms of how much extra money is being spent every year, he would say if you compare it to the last boom, for example, that it's a much slower pace of growth. Now, I know you and others are concerned that the comparisons with the last boom, in other words, that we're spending money, corporation tax money, that we don't know if we can depend upon into the future, is a little bit like spending the money that we got from the housing bubble the last time. Are you reassured by what he did last week?
I think that the change about incorporating the overruns is a positive change. But as I said, we do hope to see these plans deliver true on. And I think with comparisons to the previous boom, a number of caveats must be taken into account. First of all, there was much higher inflation back 15 years ago, which would have funded higher levels of spending. So you must adjust for inflation. And secondly, the 2018 outturn wasn't far off what we saw back in the 2005-06-07 period. The health overruns were much larger, and the increases in spending at 7 or 8% was approaching the levels seen in advance of the previous crash. So we'd hope that the measures taken to address the overruns, particularly in health, and the government have announced a very hands-on approach for health spending from 2020, we hope that that bears fruit and that the plans have set out can be adhered to.
Is it Brexit-proof? Can it be Brexit-proof, to be fair?
I suppose, given the uncertainty, it's quite difficult to achieve that. The government have set out a $1.2 billion package of Brexit contingency measures. Now, some of that has to do with increased unemployment spending, and that should happen. And even if the effect of a crash-out Brexit is larger, there could be even more unemployment-related spending. And that is something that obviously should happen and would be allowed to happen in response to a slowdown in the economy. Then you have about $800 million of Brexit contingency measures. Now, a crucial aspect for the Fiscal Council would be that these measures, if they are to be contingency measures, should be either temporary or one-off. If they are not temporary or one-off, they should be counted as part of ongoing government spending and included in the measure of the budget package. But if they are a Brexit contingency for a hard or crash-out Brexit, and they are dealing with temporary or one-off measures, well, that would be fine. But for some of the industries, they're going through long-term structural issues, and it wouldn't be appropriate to provide permanent supports under the sort of the cover of a hard Brexit. But dealing with the short-term temporary shock of Brexit is entirely appropriate, and the economy should be supported if that's to be the case. We would like to be in a stronger position and not concerned about deficits or debt, and we would have had the opportunity in recent years to put ourselves in a stronger position. But if there is to be a hard Brexit and the economy is to suffer economic shock, the appropriate response is for government support to step in.
Seamus Coffey, thanks very much for speaking to us. That's UCC economist and chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Seamus Coffey. It's 8:53 now.